Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. We rejoice that we have a resurrected Savior in whose power we live. The Christian has been accepted into the family of the Lord God of heaven, and we are kept by the power of God. We're not alone. We have a resurrected Savior. Now, what is one of the greatest things that rally people to call out and to seek every kind of help that they can when there's a threat of death? When a loved one is ill and the doctors have done all that they can do, we go to the Lord in prayer. Many times people will turn to strange things to try to preserve that loved one's life. And I have talked to some very godly Christians who have said of the temptations that they have gone through in trying to spare the loved one who has been or who is being slowly taken from them, as though the Lord was prying their fingers loose from that loved one, one finger at a time. And yet the Lord, as he does this, will give hope, will give grace and strength. The Christian is kept by one who is risen from the dead. As the scriptures tell us in the book of Matthew chapter 28, "Fear not, I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said." There is never going to be a time when we will ever have to fear that our Lord has died, that he is powerless. Now, looking in the scriptures at various cases, and take, for example, the time of Joseph when he went into Egypt, he spared the nation from destruction through famine. And because of the Lord's hand upon Joseph's life, Pharaoh promoted Joseph to being prime minister of the land. And everybody who was in Joseph's family prospered during that time. But then Pharaoh died, and of course Joseph did too, but the offspring of Joseph was prospering for year after year, century after century, until there arose a Pharaoh that did not know Joseph. So as long as there were Pharaohs who were kind to Joseph, then they would prosper. They would be well cared for. They would be protected. But if a Pharaoh, and it did happen, arose who did not know Joseph, then their security went. Their blessings went when that last Pharaoh who wanted to care for Joseph died, or when he was overthrown. Now, you know, that is also another case in the scriptures of wicked men who sought the lives of others. Take, for example, Herod. He sought to kill Christ Jesus, the Christ child, and he went into Egypt. And while he was there, the word came by an angel and told Joseph, the one who sought the young child's life is dead. And so Joseph took Mary and the Christ child, and they went back, and they were secure, because the one who sought his life was dead. Well, on one hand, you have one that's being blessed because of the presence of one, and on the other hand, you have one who is threatened because of the existence of another. But as we live as Christians, we will never be threatened by any king that is greater than the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus. Now, he has conquered death, and he's risen from the dead. And with that hand, with his hands, he lifts us, he carries us, he keeps us, he provides for us. We are never alone. We are never discouraged when we look at what he has done and what he has promised. Our problems come when we fail to look, we fail to consider, to see what he has done, what he has said, is saying, who he is, his power he has demonstrated in the past, and his great love for us. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.